But open your Bibles this morning to the book of Genesis, chapter number 8. And then I'm going to have you to turn also to the book of Isaiah, and I'll be reading there this morning, a text verse. And in Isaiah, look at chapter number 49. Chapter number 49. If you'll find that, I'll read first in the book of Genesis. In Genesis chapter number 8. 8's the number of new beginning. This is the Lord speaking to Noah, and what Noah is going to say. The flood has happened. But notice what it says in Genesis chapter number 8 and verse 1. And God remembered Noah and every living thing and all the cattle that was with him in the ark. And God made a wind to pass over the earth, and the waters assuaged. That means they begin to go away. No, God remembered Noah. On Friday morning, this began to get really, really big in my heart. Have you ever felt like God forgot you? Have you ever prayed and prayed and nothing happened around you? People were getting their prayers answered. People were getting healed. They were getting their surgeries, and they were their family, loved ones were well. But you think God forgot you? When tragedy comes and storms come in your life, you think, God forgot me? Where is the Lord God of Elijah? Where is he at? Where's God in all of this? I'll be honest with you. I've had occasions in my life when things happen in my life that I do not have any answers for. And I ask the question, why? Oh, God, why? I don't understand it. Not only in my life, but in the lives of my family and the lives of my church family. And I ask the question, God, I don't understand that. Why? God, have you forgotten your promises? Have you forgotten to bless? Have you forgotten us? Now turn over to the book of Isaiah, chapter number 49. Chapter 49 and verse 13. Sing, O heavens, and be joyful, O earth, and break forth unto singing. O mountain, for the Lord hath comforted his people and will have mercy upon his afflicted. But Zion said, the Lord hath forsaken me, and my Lord hath forgotten me. The Lord's response, can a woman forget her sucking child, that she would not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yea, they may forget, yet will I not forget thee. Behold, I have graven thee in the palms of my hands, and thy walls are continually before me. Will you bow with me for prayer? Father, I want to thank you and praise you now for your mercy and grace. Thank you for the wonderful singing this morning of Miss Jana. Father, for the songs that uplifted us and rejoiced. God, for the last song that you put on our heart that has so blessed us. God, help us do remember that the flowers bloom in the garden. Our Father, it may be a long, cold winter, but God, you're preparing the seed already. The root is beginning to run its way, course its way down to gain nutrition and water. And very soon, they'll break the soil's surface and bloom. Our Father, already you've started the process, even in the darkness and even in the cold. And God, the people in my heart and life this morning that are going through difficult times, God, I know they believe you. I know they love you and trust you. And God, I also know that every one of us are human. And somewhere in the back of our mind, we want to know why. And God, I don't understand everything that happens, but I do know one thing 100% sure this morning. God has not forgotten us. God, you know us and you care about us. And God, I pray this morning you'd speak to my heart and to the heart of these friends. Oh, God, please help me. God, give me liberty to preach and power and strength and physically and spiritually, Lord, to share what you put in my heart to be a blessing to your people. And I'll thank you and give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. There's something inside of all of us that make us that we would have this thought, I don't want to be forgotten. Wounded Warriors, a project that helps wounded veterans and raises money for them for disabilities. And one of their sub thoughts is this: the worst wound is to be forgotten. We don't want to forget our military. We don't forget our veterans. But sometimes every one of us has a time when we wonder, have we been forgotten by God? We know in our heart and on our head that He hadn't. But God, something about our nature, there's just something inside of us, and the enemy comes against us and makes us think God has forgotten you. But He hadn't forgotten you. He's promised to not forget us, and thank the Lord for that. Brother Tim was talking a while ago about things are going, his eyesight's going and all those things. I thought that was pretty neat. He shared that on Wednesday morning with us, and I appreciate that. And but when I was thinking about this, about memory, I happened to think about the guy who went to a doctor one day and said, "Doc, I'm concerned." He said, "Why?" He said, "I think I'm losing my mind." He said, "I can't remember nothing." And the doctor said, "How long have you had this condition?" He said, "What condition?" But you and I like that sometimes. We forget things. I was listening to Tim make an announcement. He said he's trying to remember everything. And all these young guys, they think all this is easy until they have to do it. And then they realize it's not as easy as they thought it would. But they are such a blessing. I appreciate them and what they do. Praise the Lord for them. But we don't want to be forgotten. And I want to tell you today that God hadn't forgotten you. I was thinking about Chris during the week and praying for him. He's made good progress. He's back in the, he's at the Liberty Commons. We're praying that somewhere down the road. But he's gone through a roller coaster of things. And I said, "God, we've anointed him. We prayed for him. And God, I know that Chris, and when he was so very low just a few weeks ago up in the hospital in Smithfield, and Sue was so concerned about him. We were all concerned about him. I don't doubt that Chris in his own heart wondered, has God forgotten me? God answers that with people's prayers. Did God forget me?" But I want to tell you this one, God hadn't forgotten you. God knows where you are, and knows what you're going through. And I thank the Lord that He does. He does. But when I think about God forgetting, it's not like, and when He says, "I and God remembered Noah," it's not like what you and I think. We think about remembering things as the fact that something has slipped our mind and we've got to use recall. But I will remind you that God is omniscient. That means He knows everything. God knows everything, knows the number of the hairs on your head. But here's the amazing thing. He knows everything all the time. He never forgets anything unless He chooses to. And the Bible said He chooses not to remember our sins. But everything else He knows instantly. He knows effortlessly. He has no recall. God does not have to remember to bring something up. The upgrading of computers, they're getting faster and faster. And they want you to get this new phone and everything else because everything is faster. And one facet of it is it has faster memory. You can go in there and it'll go through and it'll bring up what you want in just a matter of seconds. But with God, you don't have to even do that. He doesn't have to do anything. He knows everything all the time. He is omniscient. And you think about all the people in the world. He knows every hair of every head everywhere in the world. He knows all the stars by name. He created them. He knows everything instantly, automatically, all the time. He can hear. He can understand everything. He knows our thoughts. He hears the thoughts and intents of our heart. God is so much bigger than we could ever even imagine Him. We're finite, little bitty-minded people, but God is so absolutely awesome. And He never forgets anything. He doesn't forget you. God remembers you. He knows you. Sometime at Christmas time, our kids have gotten there where they all have computer lists. You go online and you can just do all that, you know. And used to didn't have all that. Sometimes they'd make a little letter to Santa or they'd thing. But the adults, over the years, there things like this have happened. As they're opening gifts, they were expecting this, they'd ask for this, they were kind of all this other, and they'd open gifts. But occasionally somebody will open a gift that they'd forgotten that they even wanted. Somewhere way earlier in the year, they'd mention it around mom or dad or husband or wife. And when they open it up, they said, "Oh my, you remembered. I didn't even remember it, but you remembered I wanted that." And that always is a big blessing to me, because, you know, here's two things about it. Not only are they blessed by the gift, but the greater blessing is the remembering part. You remembered me. I have people in my life that remember me. I thank you that I believe everybody in this building loves us, and I love every one of you. And I'm probably the world's worst about things, but my mama didn't forget anything or anybody. Mama knew when everybody's birthday was, all the young'uns, grand-young'uns, great-grand-young'uns, everybody else. They always got a card on their birthday. And there's folks in this congregation that for over 28 years, nothing happens in my life that's significant that I don't get a word from them or a card from them or something from them. That's thunder. Don't worry about it. It ain't gonna hurt you inside the safest building in Johnson County. Besides that, God remembers where you are. Amen. But what blesses me is not the little notes or gifts or cards, but they're remembering me. And I want to tell you, God remembers you. God remembers you this morning. And boy, God began to work this in my heart. It needed to get my heart. Let me say to you just three things real quick, and we're going to go. Number one, God remembers you in your trials. You're going to go through a lot of trials in your life. That's what that song that Janie just sang about. But you're going through trials. But remember this, God hadn't forgotten you. God remembers you. You say, Brother Billy, we're going through a storm. Have you ever been through a storm like Noah went through? Noah's just been through the worst storm in the world, in history. Never been one like it since then. Everything he knew, everything he enjoyed, everything his family knew, every memory they had, the whole world around them was gone. Everything in whose nostrils was the breath of life died. Every fowl of the air died. All the foliage died. Everything died. He went through a storm. I'm talking about worst storm you could ever imagine. And you're going through a storm right now, and you don't think God remembers you, and the devil's going to hound you to death that God doesn't remember you. He remembers you. He knows you. By the way, this word remember I mentioned a while ago, and I kind of got off track, is we don't understand it, but it means this. It means to pay attention to. In the Hebrew word, it means to pay attention to. In other words, when God remembered Noah, it means that he'd been paying attention to him the whole time. It wasn't that he had to remember and he had to recall. It wasn't that he had the fountains of the deep erupting, the star of the heavens dropping down rain, and that everything he'd created was being destroyed, and he was going through remorse and sorrow and all this, that, and the other. And all of a sudden he said, oh, I forgot about Noah. No, he remembered Noah every hour, every day, seven times a day, all day long. He remembered Noah in that ark and everybody that was with him and all the animals that were in. God remembered them in their trial. You're going to be going through a trial. In the book of Job, the Bible says that there's a time that Satan had gone through the earth, and he said, where you been? He said, I've been going in and out among the creation, your creation. And he said, have you considered my servant Job? And he said, Job doesn't serve you for naught. You put a hedge around him. He said, if you'll take the hedge down around him, he'll curse you to your face. And he said, go ahead. He said, I'll take the hedge down, but you can't take his life. You can't touch his life. And he took his livelihood, took all of his livelihood, his stock and everything else, even ended up taking his children. And then Satan comes back, and the Lord said, how do you do? And he said, I tell you what, if you let me touch him, he'll curse you to your face. He'll just cuss you out. He won't believe you anymore. And he said, you can do that, but you still can't take his life. From the top of Job's head to the soles of his feet, he is a sore. You're talking about a trial? He lost all his livelihood. He lost all of his children. Now he's lost his health. He's sitting on an ash heap, and he's got an old coal cinder, and he's itching and hurting and burning all at the same time with boils from the top of his head to the sole of his feet, and he's scratching himself. And his wife comes and said, Job, why don't you just cuss God or curse God and die? He said, you speak as a foolish woman. He brought me into the world naked. I go out of the world naked. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And he worshiped God. And then that awesome verse where he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. But I'm going to tell you something. Job didn't know what Satan and God had been talking about. It doesn't even say that God spoke to Job through all of that. But Job knew this. I know he remembers me. I don't have to hear him. I don't have to see him. I don't have to feel him. But I know he knows me. He's paying attention to me. He remembers me. And whatever trial you're going through this morning, my dear friend, he remembers you. He knows where you are. Not only does he remember your trials, but he remembers your tears. You've been weeping and crying over a granddaughter, or a grandson, or a daughter, a son, husband, or wife. You've shed many a tear for your own self and brokenness. You had a broken heart. Somebody betrayed you. Somebody left you. Somebody did an awful thing to you. God sees all those tears. And God remembers your tears. Matter of fact, the Bible said he's got tear bottle. And in heaven are the tears of the saints of God. He remembers all of your tears. All the time you're there, he's wiping your eye. I watched some of the family when Miss Francis, and what a sight to have them around, and for the blessing for me to be there. And over the periods of time, days, whatever, they'd be singing, and sometime a tear would roll down her cheek, and one of the grandbabies would be right close by, and they'd wipe her little cheeks. And I thought about God. Every tear you've ever shed, he's got it in a tear bottle somewhere that you cried over your boy, over your husband, over your wife, over situations. God knows. He hadn't forgot you. Knows all about you. He has a plan. I don't know if you listen to the song carefully or not, but not only does it, in that song does it say the flowers bloom in the valley, but it said, my Father has another plan, or has a plan. And I promise you, you're part of his plan. God did not send destruction on this earth without a plan. His plan was to have it to be refurbished and refinished and to come back again and be repopulated. God had a plan. He remembers your tears. He's got every one of them. But let me get you to turn to a passage of scripture. I'm through this morning. Turn to the book of Malachi. Be the last book in your Old Testament. Turn to the book of Malachi in chapter number 3 this morning. God remembers all your trials. He remembers all what you've done, all your tears. He remembers every tear. But let me say to you this, God remembers your trust. Have you ever thought about what Noah thought about in that ark for right out a year? I'm sure things didn't get pleasant. I'm sure the family didn't always get along together. I'm sure the more that ark was thrown about in the sea and the thunder and the lightning and the storm and all for the first 40 days that I'm sure there were some question marks. But I somehow in my heart, the Bible said Noah believed God. I believe he believed God. And notice, God remembers your trust. He remembers your faith. You trust in him. Look over in the book of Malachi in chapter 3. Will you look with me, please, at verse 16? Then they that feared the Lord spake often one to another, and the Lord hearkened, and he heard it. And a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared the Lord and that thought upon his name, and they shall be mine, saith the Lord of hosts, in the day when I make up my jewels, and I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serveth him. God remembers your trust. He remembers your faith. You say, Brother Billy, I believe God and trusted God, and nothing's happened, hadn't got healing yet, hadn't got this need met yet, hadn't done that. I'm going to tell you something. He hadn't forgotten your trust. You just trust him. Trust him. He's going to reward it one of these days. In this occasion, he said, when I make up my jewels, they'll be part of that that necklace or whatever. And he kept a memory of all who just thought about him. And the word fear means to reverence. It's reverential trust is what it really means. It means they had firm, fervent faith. They believed God. They believed God. No matter what happened, when it looked like they were going to be good, when it looked like things were getting worse, they just trusted God. And they were counted, as the song that LaVon picked out this morning, as part of their suffering, part of their cross to bear. But God remembers your faith. And not only does He remember your faith, but He will reward your faith. He'll bless you. And if not right here where you'll see it or where we'll see it, you'll see it on the other side. He's got a book written and remembers. And in the day when He makes up His jewels, they will be mine. Will you bow together this morning? I pray God spoke to your heart as He did my heart. And God remembered Noah. It means to pay close attention to. It means to fulfill promises. It means to do something on the behalf of others. They remembered them. One of the things that families do when a loved one for their family when they leave is they make a will and they actually remember them in their will, whatever portion of their inheritance or whatever. But Christ loved you. And the Bible said, having loved His disciples, He loved them to the end. But He left behind a will. And you're part of that wheel. And you have an inheritance incorruptible, undefiled, that fadeth not away. Because He remembered you then, He's remembering you now, and He'll remember you in the future. Heavenly Father, I don't know what your people need, but I know, God, you orchestrated this service. God, you put the thought in my mind and heart, and though I physically or whatever may not have delivered it like I should have, you have spoke to hearts. And for those who can't understand why, I pray, God, this thought will be in their mind. And God remembered Noah, and He remembers me. You say, Brother Billy, God spoke to my heart. Because a lot of things have happened I just flat don't understand. It ain't what I prayed for. It's not what I prayed about. In fact, what I prayed about hadn't come to pass. God hadn't answered my prayer. And I'll be honest with you, I've wondered sometime if He's not listening or didn't hear me or He's forgotten me. Maybe there's something in me that's keeping Him from doing an answering or whatever. But this morning, God the Holy Ghost spoke to my heart. My faith has been renewed. I trust Him. I know He remembers my trials. I know He remembers me in my tears. And I know He remembers me in my trust. I can't do much else, but I can trust Him. And preacher, thank you. Thank the Lord for the word this morning. And would you pray for me? That my faith might grow ever stronger. And whether I ever see my prayer answered in my lifetime or not, I'll keep on believing and keep on trusting Him because I know He remembers my tears. He remembers my trust. And He remembers me in my trial. And preacher, pray for me. I'm a believer, but pray for me. Would you raise your hands across the congregation if you thank you, God bless you. Across the whole auditorium. One other person I want to mention this morning. I mentioned a few and didn't mention some I was going to mention. Job, the boys in the fiery furnace, Peter locked up in prison. But there was a thief on the cross. Our Savior had been brutalized. couldn't hardly recognize him as a man. Most humans would have done died from the treatment before the cross, lest not only what's happening on the cross. The thief on one side looked at him and said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And the Lord said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. I wonder why the Lord spoke so quickly. Because he already knew what was in that man's heart, knows his thought. I believe with all my heart, he had compassion on two thieves that day. But one responded, the other one didn't. My dear friend, today, if you are lost, I want you to know he knows you. He knows everything you've ever done. He knows every sin you've ever committed. In fact, he knew it before you was ever born. And he loved you enough to die for you. And whatever you've done, the devil's telling you God won't forgive you. He's a liar. Christ paid for all of your sins already. And Jesus said, come unto me, all you that labor. He that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. The Spirit and the bride say, come. If you'll come, no promise of what you're going to do in the future. The thief on the cross never did go to church. He never did get baptized, never did tithe, never did witness to anybody other than the testimony on the cross. God didn't save him because of what he was going to do or what he did. He saved him because of who he was. He was a savior of whosoever will. And right now, this morning, in this building, in the internet audience, he knows you. He knows you, knows all about you. Suffered and bled and died for you. The door standing wide open. He that cometh to me, I'll in no wise cast out. Will you come to him in faith this morning? Brother Tim's going to stand down front for me this morning. If you need prayer or if you want to come get saved this morning, Brother Tim will help you. He may get a lady to pray with the ladies, and men to pray with the men. But if you have a prayer need, he'll meet you here as well. Let's stand together. You may be like me sometimes. You wonder, Lord, if you've got me. I had plans for today, but that wasn't God's plan. I had plans for the week, but that wasn't God's plan. And even sometimes preachers want to know what in the world's going on. But he hadn't forgotten us. He knows you in your trials. He knows you in your tears. He knows you in your trust. And he's looking for that trust. Maybe you want to come and say, God, I believe, help thou my unbelief. I'm believing you to save my family. I'm believing you to do this and that and the other. I'm believing for healing. And God, I'm going to keep on believing it. And I know that ultimately I'll be healed. I'll have a brand new body one of these days. I believe with all my heart. God, I pray that God, you'll hear and answer this morning the prayers of your people. I pray, God, that the Holy Ghost of God would draw by your Holy Spirit some man, woman, boy, or girl who's not saved to come and believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And God, I'll thank you and praise you and give you glory.